Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Ijra'i Ahkamin Nasi ala al-Zahiri wa Sara'irihim ila Allah Ta'ala. The chapter on passing judgment on the outward actions of people while leaving their hidden actions to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In other words, when it comes to actions that are done with the physical body, then we judge and we take a decision about a specific person based on his outward action. But when it comes to something bainahu wa bain Allah, something that is hidden, it is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that is concealed in the heart, we leave that decision. What is in the heart, we leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we're living in a world of means. So because we're living in a world of means, cause and effect, then we have to go by what is the outward action in reaching our conclusion. It's like a person that is going to buy a fruit from a fruit shop, and he looks at that watermelon, he looks at it from outside, he doesn't know what it is inside. Inside he doesn't know. So if I'm looking at it outside, the man has to make a decision whether it is good, whether it is sweet, whether it is nice. So outwardly he looks at it, he makes a decision. There he doesn't say we can't pass judgment, because he has to pass some judgment to make a decision. So therefore when it comes to dini matters also, or when it comes to matters where we have to take a decision, even our dunyawi matters, sometimes a person is coming to the shop and he wants credit for 1 million rand. Now a person has to look at the outward signs. Okay, show me your bank statements. Show me who are your other customers, show me some of your suppliers, show me your management accounts. So he's looking at all these outward things, and he's making a decision whether that man will be able to pay him or not. So these are things that we normally do. So similarly in our deen also, نَحْنُ نَحْكُمُ بِالظَّوَاهِرِ. When we're passing any decision, any judgment, we have to pass a judgment on the external. وَاللَّهُ الْمُتَوَلِّي بِالسَّرَائِرِ. As far as the internal of a person is concerned, we don't know, that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is effectively what this chapter is speaking about. So under this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought a few ahadith. So today's hadith, and Abi Abdullah Tariq ibn Ashyam radiyallahu anhu qal sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul man qala la ilaha illallah wa kafara bima ya'budu min dunillah haruma maluhu wa damuhu wa hisabuhu ala Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah Tariq ibn Ashyam radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the one who testifies, man qala la ilaha illallah, the one who testifies that there is no God except Allah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he rejects all that is worshipped except Allah. So he's doing two things. He's testifying in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's rejecting everything else that is worshipped. Whatever other deities people are worshipping, whether it's idols, whether it's false deities, gods, whatever people, the fire, whatever else people may be worshipping, this person rejects it. So what happens? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, after this person does two things, then his property and his blood become inviolable. In other words, his blood and his property has to be respected. Nobody can just go and take his property away. Nobody can take his life away. These things have to be respected in Islam. Why? This person is now a believer. But what did he do? He did something external. He said, man qala la ilaha illallah. He said, la ilaha illallah. And after that, wa kafara bima ya'budu min dunillah. He rejected everything else that is worshipped besides Allah. So something external he did. Because of the external action, what has to be done, what we have to do, we have to respect. And the government and the Islamic empire has to respect this person's property and his blood. They become inviolable. And his accountability is left to Allah. As far as his internal, we don't know. Outwardly he said, la ilaha illallah, and he rejected everything else. Internally we don't know what his condition, whether he's a true believer or not, we don't know. So nicely the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَحِسَابُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. When it comes to his internal side, that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. See how beautiful the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we understand these things in perspective, then we'll be able to appreciate. Otherwise the person will just make this decision. Like I said, the person say, don't judge. And now a person gets confused. Now, when do we judge? When don't we judge? Is it right to judge? Is it not right to judge? But when you understand it from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what this don't judge is referring to? وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. It is internal of a person we can't judge. That is between him and Allah. But the external is what we have to place our decisions on whenever we are making our decisions. So therefore Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Person understands deen nicely, it becomes so easy. Everything fits into place like a puzzle. Fits into place so nicely. and a person doesn't get confused. Otherwise, what can happen is that person just take pieces from here, pieces from there, doesn't fit it properly, then you get a very mixed up puzzle, you get a very mixed up deen that will end up following. But everything is put in its place, and a person is able to appreciate, is able to understand, is able to make the correct decisions. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and from the beginning, inshallah, Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The race amongst the pious on a Friday is what? Who can recite more durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So every second we got, recite durood sharif. Keep reciting the whole day as much as we can. This is a special day. Every day is special for durood sharif. But even more special is the day of Friday. Try and come early for the Jummah salah. Read Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And also take advantage of the time between Maghrib Salah, between Asr and Maghrib Salah, especially before Maghrib Salah, to engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.